91X News.
It's 1 degree and that spring snow has given way to light rain at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Joseph Quigley. The Bulls are headed to Hamilton and turning into canines to become the Bulldogs. The fans in the town seem shaken up, but how do those on the inside of the Bulls feel? Tyler Renault reports.
The city of Belleville is losing its beloved OHL franchise, the Bulls. But what did the team mean for those who work daily to get the Bulls on the ice? Assistant coach Jason Spirica shared his thoughts.
Well, I've been a part of this organization for the last 11 years, and there have been some really great times and that a lot of people have really celebrated with us. And it's always obviously an honor to be able to work in your hometown and represent the Belleville Bulls logo everywhere you go. It becomes a bit of your identity. And I think what we went through on Saturday night here with our last home game was probably the best way to really thank the fans.
Fans have been flocking to the game since the announcement of the team's sale.
It's really interesting to see how the fans have come out in the last couple of games and really, really supported us with, you know, sold out crowds and to show that we truly are a hockey community and that there is, they've proven to themselves that there may be life after the Belleville Bulls, so to speak.
Tyler Renault, QNET News, Belleville.
It's a crash that's been witnessed across the world, and authorities say it was deliberate. So far, authorities and those who knew the co-pilot who crashed the plane are offering no details that would suggest why he would crash that German airplane into the French Alps, killing all 150 people on board. But prosecutors in France say that's just what Lubitz, the plane's co-pilot, did on Tuesday after locking the pilot out of the cockpit. Lufthansa Airlines CEO Carsten Spohr says he is stunned by the co-pilot's actions.
This is the worst possible time, the worst possible moment, the darkest chapter in the history of our airline.
The tragedy is causing Canada to respond. The federal government imposed an emergency directive today that will require any Canadian airline carrying passengers to have two crew members in the cockpit at all times. Debate is underway on the government's motion to extend and expand its Middle East mission, but the NDP wants to end the fight as soon as possible. The Conservatives want to extend the current mission in Iraq for as long as another year and expand it to include airstrikes in Syria. New Democrats are calling for amendments that call for Canadian forces to stop taking part in airstrikes and training. Foreign Affairs Minister Rob Nicholson says Canada has a responsibility to face the threat posed by Islamic State militants. More money for the military. That's what Parliamentary Budget Office says the federal government will need to do if it wants to maintain the military. Otherwise, it will have to scale back those ambitions. In a new report, it says the Defense Department's force structure is unsustainable at current funding levels. It warns that it could lead to less equipment and potentially fewer troops. Prime Minister Stephen Harper said at last year's NATO summit that he's not going to spend on a defense expansion just to spend. But Canadian Defense and Foreign Affairs Institute member Dave Perry says the PBO shows the country can't afford what it already has, never mind an expansion.
But what this report is showing is that you need more money to make just the status quo work. And that, to me, was the big revelation in that study.
The news coverage of CBC will be feeling the sting of budget cuts. CBC News is laying off 144 people across the country, shrinking English language local services in a bid to save $15 million. On the French side, Radio Canada announced 100 job cuts across the country, including 20 vacancies and retirements. CBC News editor-in-chief Jennifer McGuire announced the English layoffs in a note to staff, which stressed that no stations are being closed and all local radio programming is being maintained. But there will be significant job losses, including 37 positions in Alberta, 30 in Ontario, and 25 in British Columbia. The cuts are part of a five-year strategy announced last June to shift priorities to mobile and digital offerings. McGuire admits that local services will be smaller overall, but says the relative size of each region remains the same. Conversion therapy could be facing explicit bans. Ontario's health minister said he is going to ask the province's doctors' college to explore bans on the so-called therapy. NDP MPP Sherry DeNovo has introduced a private member's bill to make it illegal to attempt to change the sexual orientation or gender identity of someone aged 18 and under through therapy. Health Minister Eric Hoskins says he welcomes De Novo's bill, though the practice would already be considered professional misconduct and a violation of the Ontario Human Rights Code. Still, he says he'll be asking relevant medical colleges to look at changing their regulations to specify that conversion therapy amounts to professional misconduct and is banned. De Novo says she wants the government to say that it will not be covered under OHIP, even if it is billed under general counseling hours. Hoskins says there is no OHIP code that allows any healthcare professional to bill for conversion therapy, as it is not in accordance with any standard of practice. The trial of Boston Marathon bomber Tsarkhan Tsarnaev continued today. An FBI expert has told the jury in the trial that the bombs used in 2013 attacks were not too difficult to build. Bomb expert Edward Knapp identified photos of items found at the scene of the twin bombings, including hobby fuse, a toggle switch, small Christmas tree bulbs, and controllers from remote-controlled cars. Knapp says the bombs used readily available parts and instructions easily found on the internet. Tsarnaev's lawyers have admitted that he and his late brother, Tamerlan, detonated the bombs near the finish line in April of 2013. But they say Tamerlan Tsarnaev was the mastermind. Three people were killed and more than 260 were injured in the bombings. Tsarnaev faces the possibility of the death penalty. That's QNET News on 91X2404. Sports with Buckley Smith is next.
No need to watch award shows this year to get your fix of stars. Just visit Mark's No Frills, where the all-new Guiding Stars program makes eating healthier a breeze. No more frustration due to small print nutritional facts to find out what's good and what's not. Simply look for the stars on the package. For more information on the Guiding Stars program, visit guidingstars.ca. Be sure to ask about PC points as well. Mark's No Frills, 211 Bell Boulevard, Belleville. And remember, as Mark's No Frills, our prices won't be beat.
Good afternoon. I'm Buckley Smith with QNET Sports. The Belleville Wolves are preparing for their first playoff series against the Barrie Colts, which starts tonight. As Bevan Hamilton reports, the team goes in as underdogs, but hope they have enough in them for a long goodbye for their fans.
The Belleville Bulls took to the ice Wednesday to practice for what's among the most important games of their lives. The Bulls may have played their last regular season game, but all the attention is now on its final playoff run, beginning tonight in Barrie. And since it is Belleville's last chance for a championship, the Bulls will have to handle the extra pressure that comes with that. Belleville's assistant coach, Jason Suprica, says although he thinks the players will treat it like any other series, the coaches will feel some added pressure.
We know as coaches that it's coming to an end, but I don't think the players look at it that particular way. But I know that it'll be really important for us to end on a good note to really show a tribute to the Belleville Bulls fans that have supported us for a number of years.
But defenseman Brody Morris says the players do feel some of the pressure.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure, but I think we'll be able to handle it well and hopefully put on a good show and go far in the playoffs for the fans, obviously, and the team and the community.
Barrie is the clear favorite going into the series, but forward Nikki Petty says with some adjustments, the Bulls have a chance to beat the Colts, who finished the regular season with almost twice as many wins as Belleville.
I think that if we come together as a team right now, then anything's possible, and it's playoffs, and anything can happen.
Bulls fans are guaranteed two more home games at the Yardman Arena next Wednesday and Thursday, and the Bulls will need a lot of things to go right for them if they want to give the community hope of a deeper playoff run. But, as Petty says, it's the playoffs and anything can happen. Bevan Hamilton, QNET News, Belleville.
The NHL has a busy schedule tonight with 11 games on tap. The Ottawa Senators look to keep a hold on their playoff spot as they face the New York Rangers. The Sens are in a playoff spot after winning 9 of their last 10 games, largely due to the efforts of their goalie, Jake Hamburglar-Hammond. The Bruins, who are only 1 point back of Ottawa, are set to host the Anaheim Ducks. Elsewhere, the lowly Maple Leafs will be at home against the Florida Panthers. The Winnipeg Jets welcome Montreal. And finally, we have the Canucks taking on the Colorado Avalanche in Vancouver. Canadians Megan Duhamel and Eric Radford have captured gold in pairs at the World Figure Skating Championships. It was Canada's first victory in the event since 2001. The win capped a perfect season for Duhamel and Radford, who have won gold in every event they've competed in this year. The Canadians, who won bronze at the previous two World Championships, were the leaders after the short program. They followed it up with the top free skate today to take the title. Marie-Philippe Poulin has been named captain of the Canadian women's hockey team for the World Championship, which starts on Saturday. The 23-year-old from Beauceville, Quebec, scored the equalizer with less than a minute remaining and the overtime winner for Canada in last year's Olympic gold medal game against the United States. Canada opens the 2015 World Championship against the defending champion U.S. on Saturday in Malmo, Sweden. Following that game, the Canadians meet Russia on Sunday. That's sports. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now here's Joseph Quigley with the weather.
The forecast for Belleville, the mix of wet snow and rain should come to an end early in the evening, but there's a 40% chance of flurries later in the night, low of minus 3. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud with a chance for more flurries in the morning, clearing in the evening, high of plus 1. Fortunately, sunny skies are forecasted for the weekend. At 4:08, it's 1 degree. QNET News on the air 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Joseph Quigley. News on 91X next at 5 o'clock.